Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Deanna.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
I wanted to go over your performance review with you. Do you know where to access that at?
I don't.
So pull up your Internet Explorer, and you should be able to go to your agent overview where it says My Weekly Summary.
Okay.
Then click one of those blue boxes that says, like, pending write-ups. It'll bring you to, like, the ASK hub.
All right. It asked me to put a password in. Give me one second.
It's going to be the same one that you use when you log into your computer, like, first, when you first pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be that username and password.
Every time you call, I'm like, okay, am I in trouble?
No, not really. You know, this is just a thing that we're going to start doing month by month.
Okay.
So,
I guess I put the wrong password in. So let me get my sheet with my passwords on it. So.
Yeah, it's just the one that you type in when you log in. Like, as soon as you turn on the power button to log into Windows.
I usually just put dpoller to ask to log in, yeah. But it's not wanting to take that.
And so. You're putting dpoller as your username and then dpoller at ask as your password?
Yes, I am. So I got a sheet, though, with my passwords on it. I got it. Let me try this real quick.
Okay.
Apologize.
That's no problem.
We'll see if it works now. Okay, it works.
Okay, you're in.
Performance reviews?
Yes.
Okay, I clicked that. I don't see anything, though.
You see anyone that has your name on it? Or...
No. It says agent, start, in manager signature, but there's nothing, like, under here, like, with my name on it or anything. When I click the performance views, there's a little, thing that popped up that says mine, and I clicked on that, but there's nothing on here for me to view.
Yeah, it should be under mine. Okay, so I'm just going to go over with you what's on my end, and maybe I have to hit submit first before I close it. But your attendance, you're at a 99.9. Your scheduled adherence says 99.9. Your QA score has been great. We have you graded on product knowledge, work quality, training, efficiency, technical skills, and attendance. I have the highest grade is a 4. The lowest grade is a 1. I have your product knowledge, your efficiency, and your technical skills at a 3, which is fulfills all position requirements. And your work quality, training, and attendance I have marked as a 4, which is excellent. So you're doing great. You're one of the best agents I have on the team, and I wanted to pull you aside and just let you know that. And I'm very happy with what you put forward on the phones and your work ethic, and I'm just glad that they put you on my team, Deanna.
Well, I appreciate that. So I guess the question is, what can I work on to get that 4?
Work to get the 4 is just continue. Working with your product knowledge, as far as your delivery, what it is, it's just going to be work. Just more phone calls. The more phone calls you take, the sharper you're going to get on the phone. A lot of these, I mean, like technical skills, I gave you a 3. I don't even know how I'm supposed to grade your technical skills. You work from home. I don't sit there and watch your computer or anything, right? So some of those, it's not really going to be getting a 4. Matter of fact, I'll even put your efficiency up to a 4. So we'll add 1 to you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, I just want to know, like, I guess, you know, you've been listening to my calls as far as product knowledge. What could you give me, like, advice as far as what have I been missing, you know, in giving product knowledge?
As far as product knowledge, it's not like you're missing anything in particular. I mean, you build the products up, you add value to the calls. A lot of it has to do with your approach. Like, to be a 4, you have to be like a car salesman, basically, is what I'm being told.
Oh,
so, you know,
okay. So, like, I have to really, really try to sell these products.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's not like you don't sell the product. You do a great job. So, a lot of these, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm kind of confused as how I'm supposed to approach them directly, which we'll both learn.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 1 is poor, 2 is fair, 3 is good, and 4 is excellent, and that's what I got.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you going over that with me so I can, you know what I need to work on. You still on the line, John? Oh, don't tell me we got disconnected again. Can you hear me? John, can you hear me?